know that my Redeemer lives, and at that last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, who I shall see for myself. And my old eyes behold, and not another. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Even so says the Spirit, for they rest from their labors. Friends, we have gathered here to praise God and to witness to our faith as we celebrate the life of Edward Andrew Weaver. We come together in grief, acknowledging our human loss. May God grant us grace, that in pain we may find comfort, in sorrow hope, in death resurrection.
I
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, who by the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light, grant that your servant Edward, being raised with Christ, may know the strength of his presence and rejoice in his eternal glory, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Most merciful God, whose wisdom is beyond our understanding, deal graciously with those who mourn. Surround them with your love, that they may not be overwhelmed by their loss, but have confidence in your goodness and strength to meet the days to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
A reading from the book of Job. Have mercy on me, have mercy on me, O you, my friends. For the hand of God has touched me. Why do you, like God, pursue me? Why are you not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God is our refuge and strength,
a very present help in trouble.
Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved,
and though the hills be carried into the midst of the sea,
though its waters rage and swell,
and though the mountains shake at its tempest.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God,
the holy dwelling place of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her, therefore she shall not be moved.
God shall help her at the break of day.
The nations are in an uproar, and the kingdoms are moved. But God has lifted his voice,
and the earth shall melt away.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
O come and behold the works of the Lord.
What devastations he has brought upon the earth.
He makes wars to cease in all the world.
He breaks the bow, shatters the spear, and burns the chariots of fire.
Be still then, and know that I am God.
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
A reading from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. If indeed by putting it on, we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan being burdened. Not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is gracious,
and His mercy endures forever.
Who can express the mighty acts of the Lord, or show forth all His praise? Blessed are those who act with justice,
and who always do righteousness.
Remember me, O Lord, according to the favor that You show to Your people.
O visit me with Your salvation,
that I may see the felicity of Your chosen,
and rejoice in the gladness of Your people, and give thanks with Your inheritance.
Please stand for the reading of the gospel. Remain standing and pray with me. Holy Spirit, come now and fill this place with Your presence. Lord, take the word of God that we have heard proclaimed already in the reading of Scripture and in the singing of these hymns of faith, and enliven it to us, Lord, so that it will be a source of comfort and encouragement and of good news, even in the midst of death. Lord, we thank You for our brother Ed. We pray, Lord, as he worships and celebrates before You this morning, we also would be brought into a place of worship and celebration as we gather around this time in Your word and as we gather around Your table. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, Yes, even though we are in the midst of the Christmas season, this is for us a day of sadness and a day of keen sense of separation, but it is a day, a sense of where we sense completion. It's a day when we acknowledge that Ed's long, more than 20-mile hike through the valley of the shadow of death has safely come to an end. So we are in the midst of both grief and joy this morning. And I want to commend you, Ed's family, and especially you, Pat, for walking with Ed through this long, long illness. Your love and loyalty meant that Ed did not have to make this journey by himself. He was never alone. Pat, you were so faithful to Ed during the long 4 years of his illness. You were his constant advocate, even taking on the bureaucracy, his caretaker, and his friend. You were a model of what it means to be a faithful Christian spouse. And I was deeply impressed by your faithfulness and care, and I know that others have expressed the same thing. So you showed us what it means to love well. You showed us what it means to love well to the end. You were the very physical presence of the Good Shepherd in Ed's life. Well done. Well done. And that leads us to where we are today. Today we celebrate Ed's life, but most of all we celebrate the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. His faithfulness to Ed is the pinnacle of our celebration. Let me tell you what I know about Ed. First of all, Edward Andrew Weaver was complicated. Pat just reminded me then that when our family had just moved to Winston-Salem, they had my wife and I and our youngest daughter, who was still living at home, they had us over for dinner. And I just did the preacher thing. I said, well, Ed, where do you feel like you are with the Lord right now? And Ed said, how long do you have? Ed was complicated. And Ed had opinions. He was not wishy-washy. He had opinions. Ed had questions. He really was interested in the world he lived in, and he had a thirst for knowledge. And he shared that love of learning with those around him and with his children. Ed was, I'm going to use nice words here, he was tenacious. Ed was tenacious, and he knew his own mind. And Ed was fiercely loyal to his family, his friends, and yes, his employees. His brother Don wrote of a trip to Scotland with Ed, and if you have a chance to read Don's remembrances of his brother, I would recommend that to you. Even if you never knew Ed, you need to read that. Don wrote that we went to Edinburgh before coming home. Ed wanted to see the site of Greyfriars Bobby, the Skye Terrier who guarded the grave of his owner for 14 years. Ed loved animals, and he appreciated the devotion and loyalty displayed by the terrier. For him, it was symbolic of the kind of sacrifice you make for those whom you care. Ed never got to retire despite several attempts. He simply could not leave his companies until he was sure everyone would be okay. Ed was a protector, and he was keenly aware of those who needed to be defended. And at first glance, Ed's long decline, Ed's long illness seemed especially cruel because he had a sharp and inquisitive mind. And so the loss of mental faculties due to the rare variety of aphasia that he had was a harshly ironic terminal illness. But only if you see it in the way that is without an eternal perspective. It was a harshly ironic terminal illness only if you see this world as being all there is to reality, only if you do not have an eternal perspective. If we live and think as if God's word is true, that there is a living God and a Savior who has died and risen again for us, and that this is not all there is, that there is more to life than the 70 years or so that we will be on this earth. If you can think in those ways and truly believe that, then Ed's final illness reveals the tender mercy of God. It's just what we heard in that passage from 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 2, chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Listen to this again. This is so applicable. It's almost like Paul wrote this for Ed. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. And you know what? I saw that in Ed. And some of you saw that too. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. If we look with the eyes of the eternal, we see that this was a mercy. Ed's outer self was wasting away, but his inner self was being renewed in the midst of his illness. If it wasn't for his illness, if Ed would have been able to live out his days with the illusion that so many of us have, the illusion of our self-sufficiency, if he had been able to live out his days with the illusion of his self-sufficiency intact, he would have never known how much Jesus wanted to be his good shepherd. In the last 4 years, as Ed's facility with language declined, he fell in love with a picture. Ed fell in love with an icon. It's the biblical picture of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Ed's devotion to the icon of the Good Shepherd and the gospel passage that it is based upon are so fitting for this morning. You know, because we all know what a shepherd is supposed to do, don't we? We know what a shepherd is supposed to do. The shepherd provides for the sheep and protects the sheep. Ed lived his adult life basically as a shepherd. Ed lived as a shepherd. He was providing for and protecting everybody he came in contact with. Even as he was beginning to be in a care facility, he was protecting those people and taking up their cause. He was a faithful provider for the companies that he ran, his employees, but especially for his family. And he was a fierce protector. He saw himself as someone who served and cared for other people while he himself was independent and determined and could make it on his own. Ed didn't need a shepherd. Ed was a shepherd. Thank you very much. Until that ability to be self-sufficient was taken away, Ed was forced to accept what all of us have to accept at some point if we are going to be in a relationship with God. We cannot make it on our own, especially when it comes to being in a relationship with God. We cannot earn it or work for it, no matter how diligent we are or deserve it. All the things that Ed was really good at, we can only receive it. We can't get to God on our own. We need a Savior. We need a shepherd to pick us up and carry us to God. So this was the severe mercy of this disease for Ed. Here it is. Ed got to lay down being everybody else's shepherd so that he could be cared for by the Good Shepherd. That's what Jesus, the Good Shepherd, always wanted to do for Ed anyway. We knew something was wrong with Ed after a bout with the flu in February of 2018, and as the family looks back, they begin to realize that there were other indicators, but it was that flu where all of the coping mechanisms that Ed had were taken away because it was a bad bout of flu. And so by February 2018, we knew there was something really wrong. And he was in a care facility by December of 2018. And in December of 2018, Pat took Ed a copy of the service guide from our daughter church in Bermuda Run, the Church of the Good Shepherd. And on the cover of that service guide was a picture of the icon of the Good Shepherd. It's the same one you have here on your service guide, and it's the same one right there on the wall of the church. Ed latched onto that picture of the Good Shepherd. He kept it with him. He was fascinated by it. He would hold that picture, and he would look at that picture, and he would delight in that picture. And it seemed to be related to the fact that he'd lost his faculty with words, but he could see something written in that icon of the Good Shepherd. After a while, since that was not a very firm, not a very sturdy piece of paper, after a while I printed it up on cardstock so that it could be more durable and gave it to Pat. And on the back of that card were written these verses from John 10, some of which we've heard this morning. I am the Good Shepherd, Jesus said. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one, not even aphasia, no one will snatch them out of my hand. Part of Pat's daily ritual with Ed, when she was allowed back in to see him as the COVID restrictions were lifted, is that before she would leave the hospital, she would kiss him and tell him that she loved him, and then she would say, if the Good Shepherd calls you before I come back, don't wait for me. You go ahead with him and check it out for both of us. And then come back and get me when it's time for me to come to. You know, Ed would not have known the peace of being cared for and being carried by the Good Shepherd if he had stayed the present course of his life prior to his illness. And so in the mercy of God, Jesus did become Ed's Good Shepherd. John chapter 10, verses 27 through 29, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. Ed knew the Good Shepherd. Jesus loved Ed so much, he was willing to go to extreme lengths for Ed to get to know him and love him as well. And as I was praying about this time we have together for Ed's funeral this morning, this old hymn came to mind, and I think this really sums it up. It shines the light on the Good Shepherd that came looking for Ed. You know this hymn probably. It's the 90 and 9. There were 90 and 9 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold. But one was out on the hills away, far from the gates of gold, away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 90 and 9. Are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. But none of the ransom ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere he found his sheep that was lost. Out in the desert he heard the cry, sick and helpless and ready to die, sick and helpless and ready to die. Lord, whence are those blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain's track? They were shed for the one who had gone astray ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, whence are thy hands so rent and torn? They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. But all through the mountains, thunder riven, and up from the rocky steep, there arose a glad cry to the gate of heaven. Rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. The Good Shepherd called Ed by name, and he heard the shepherd's voice, and he followed him. He has followed him all the way home. And soon, we'll hear the voice, and we'll follow too, and God will bring his flock together again, where the parting will be no more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you at this time to stand with me as we offer up the confession of the Christian faith in the words of our baptismal creed, the Apostles' Creed. It's on page 6 in your handout. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated.
Grant, we pray, to your whole church in heaven and on earth, your light and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, that through the grave and great gate of death we may pass with him to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant to us, who are still in our pilgrimage, and who walk as yet by faith, that your Holy Spirit may lead us in holiness and righteousness all our days. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you in faithful obedience. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant to all who mourn assured confidence in your fatherly care, that casting their grief on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of life to life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us grace to entrust Edward to your never-failing love. Receive him into the arms of your mercy and remember him according to the favor which you show to all your people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that increasing in knowledge and love of you, he may go from strength to strength in the life of perfect service in your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And I invite you all for your own prayers, either silently or out loud at this moment.
Almighty God, grant us, with all who have died in the hope of the resurrection, the fullness of life in your eternal and everlasting glory, and with all your saints to receive the crown of life promised to all who share in the victory of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And with your spirit.
Please turn to one another and offer signs of reconciliation and peace. As we return to our seats, as we prepare to come to this part of the service where we offer up thanksgiving to God and receive Holy Communion together. I have just an announcement for you, so you can be seated for that, and then we'll begin the rest of this service of celebrating Ed's life. I want you to know how we do Holy Communion here. At Christ Church, all baptized Christians who come to the Lord's table with faith and repentance are welcome to receive Holy Communion at Christ Church. And when you come forward to receive Holy Communion, just put your hands forward like that, like I'm doing right now, make a little tray with them, and then I will take the wafer. I'm the only one who will touch the wafer other than you, and I will carefully dip it into the chalice. Father Benji will be holding the chalice, and so you'll receive both kinds through the means of intinction. If you do not want to receive the wine, you can just, because all of God's grace is available under either sign of bread or wine, so if you prefer not to receive the wine, just say, no wine, or just the wafer, or something like that. Otherwise, we are going to dip it for you and give it to you in your hand like that. Once you've received Holy Communion in the hand, then you eat it, obviously, and then return to your seat. You'll come up through the middle aisle. There'll be one serving station, so just wait for those in front of you to move forward. So you'll come up the middle aisle, and you go back on the side aisles. You come up the middle aisle and go back to your seat on the side aisle. If for some reason you would not, you don't feel like it would be right for you to receive Holy Communion this morning, you can still participate in this part of the service in a couple of ways. One way is just come up with everyone else who's being served, cross your arms over your chest like that, and that indicates to me to offer a prayer of blessing instead of giving you the bread and wine. Or you can stay in your seat and just and pray quietly if you prefer to do that. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name. Bring offerings and come into his courts.
How precious is it that
Service continues on page 9 in your handout. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who rose victorious from the dead and comforts us with the blessed hope of everlasting life. For to your faithful people, O Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when our mortal body lies in death, there is prepared for us a dwelling place eternal in the heavens. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had sinned against you and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent your only Son into the world for our salvation. By the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, he became flesh and dwelt among us. In obedience to your will, he stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself once for all, that by his suffering and death we might be saved. By his resurrection, he broke the bonds of death, trampling hell and Satan under his feet. As our great high priest, he ascended to your right hand in glory, that we might come with confidence before the throne of grace. On the night that he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your word and Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And sanctify us also that we may worthily receive this holy sacrament and be made one body with him so that he may dwell in us and we in him. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us with all your saints into the joy of your heavenly kingdom, where we shall see our Lord face to face. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us once for all upon the cross. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. You may be seated.
Glorious.
thy faithfulness. Ed loved this song, and he wanted it sung at his funeral. So let's honor that.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been,
Holy Communion is on page 13 in your handout. Let us pray together. Almighty God, we thank you that in your great love you have fed us with the spiritual food and drink of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and have given us a foretaste of your heavenly banquet. Grant that this sacrament may be to us a comfort in affliction, and a pledge of our inheritance in that kingdom where there is no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, but the fullness of joy with all your saints, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. In just a moment, we will process from the church, and here's the order in which we will do this as we begin to sing at the end of this service. We will feast at the house in the house of Zion. The ministers will lead the body from the church. The body will follow us, and then the family will be right behind the casket, and then you will follow behind the family, and that's how we will exit. Give rest, O Christ, to your servant with your saints.
Where sorrow and pain are no more, neither sighing nor life everlasting.
You only are immortal, the creator and maker of mankind, and we are mortal, formed of the earth, and to earth shall we return. For so did you decree, saying, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. All of us go down to the dust, even at the grave we make our song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Give rest,
O Christ, to your servant with your saints, where sorrow and pain are no more, neither sighing of life everlasting.
Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant Edward. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive him into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Amen. Receive this blessing. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Benji.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and giving life to those in the tomb. The Son of Righteousness is gloriously risen, giving life to those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. The Lord will guide our feet into the way of peace, having taken away the sin of the world. Christ will open the kingdom of heaven to all who believe in his name, saying, come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Into paradise may the angels lead you. At your coming may the martyrs receive you and bring you into the holy city, Jerusalem.
Every vow we break.